for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Let's get producer Carl in here. Each one of our producers has their own at mic music. Every time they come on, they got something to tell us. We play their at mic music. And producer Carl here, man, if you're a father of a boy, always a little bit nervous about how your son is going to handle physical confrontation. Because bullying is going to happen, man. It's going to happen. And you're always a little bit nervous about what's going to happen the first time, right?
Right, right. And you always, even as a baby, when they're on the playground at 3 years old, when he get pushed away or some kid takes his toy, you kind of stand back and watch, is he going to take the toy back? Or you want to see how is he going to be able to handle it the right way or not. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, as coming up, I'm from a divorced family. My dad used to talk to us over the phone. He wasn't really there, but he used to always say, a woman can't raise no man. He's always, that rings out in my ears all the time. And I never understood what he meant by that. Because I used to always wonder, you know, my mom's doing a great job. You're not here, you know. So now it comes to me now. And what he meant by that is that as a man, a woman won't necessarily be conscientious about teaching certain things that men kind of, you learn things from a man that you don't necessarily learn from a woman. And now I get
what?
It.
Like to be tough?
Exactly.
Like you want your kid to be tough?
For instance, I was telling my son one other day that to look a guy in his eye because it asserts respect. And Michelle, my wife, was like, oh, I never thought about that. And now she's always heard look someone in the eye, but she wasn't aware of to teach her son mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So now I understand that a woman can't raise no man. And I'm always screaming at around the house. But
I just got to interrupt you for just 1 second because this is a point of discussion in my house also.
Oh, really?
My 7-year-old Hayden is around his mom, his grandmother, and his female babysitter most of the time.
Right.
And I see the way he's being raised. They're there with him more than I am. Their slice of the Hayden pie is more than me. And I'm getting very concerned.
Definitely. You have to be.
Very concerned.
Why?
Because
I agree.
Because they coddle him. Mm-hmm. And I think my kid is growing up soft.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do what everybody else in the country does and just drop him off at Carl's house for a second.
Yeah, I might do that too.
Boot camp, baby.
Carl's boot camp. Every time we talk to Carl, he's got a cousin and nephew, a sister, right. Friend, somebody coming in to spend time with him.
It's at such a point now, and my kid by nature is sort of passive. Mm-hmm. And I have had the same view that you just said, like on the playground, you see how they deal with other people. He's the smallest one, and as by nature, he's starting to get picked on a little bit, just a little bit pushed around and stuff, and I've watched the way he handles it, and his mom has preached, you come to me or you go to the principal,
right?
And that's not my camp. My camp is at some point, you got to take care of yourself. So what I have, what we're going to do here is Hayden is taking karate as soon as he gets back to our beach house,
mm-hmm.
so he will at least have the confidence to defend himself if that happens.
Why don't you sign him up with one of those Marines we talked to earlier?
And punch him in the face.
You might be scared to take a punch right now. Just got to clear that up.
I totally feel what you're saying right now because he's getting into, like when you got a 7-year-old, you're getting into those bullying years, right? Mm-hmm. It just starts happening at 7 or 8, and I am crazy, crazy nervous about it.
So give us like a specific example that's happened with like each of your sons where your wife has handled it, but you would have done something differently. Like and what she did and what you would have done had you been there.
Well, I mean, it started off with mine as a baby. I mean, I wanted to take control of my son when he was first born, but it came from my mom. Like my mom would tell me, you know, give Nichelle the opportunity to baby her child. But when he reaches a certain point, then you can take over. But for instance, she would, like when he would fall down. I mean, this is with every woman. He falls down. She runs to him. I mean, as a child, as a baby, she runs to him. I would stand up to see if he's going to look at me to cry or would he just get up by himself. So I would stand there for a second just to see how he would react.
Handle it. Right. Yeah. And if he was really hurt or not, or just scared.
Definitely. Yeah, if he's definitely hurt, then you definitely want to tend to him.
Carla's speaking for 80% of the male parents, the fathers right now, I'm telling you.
100%, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's guys just don't have, it sounds, but like, the protection is different, I think. Like, the guys think the kid is more protected if he dusts himself off after stumbling. Where the mom thinks he's more protected if she runs over and picks him up and sees if he needs an ice pack and a Band-Aid and a kiss on his boo-boo.
Exactly.
Carl and I have talked about this before. Women will show, women will show love by comforting, and I think what dudes do with their sons, at least, I can't speak for daughters, is we will show love by preparing them for the real world.
But survival.
I do want to say that it's not representing every woman, because I think women that have been raised by tough fathers have similar attitudes, because Millie Pete doesn't have this attitude of coddling, and she didn't have the attitude of, you know, it was the don't start the fight, but you finish it, just like my father had that attitude. So I just want, but I do think it obviously is a male influence on all these, you know, mindsets. Yeah. But yeah, I think there are definitely some women that agree with you and not over coddle their kid.
And I definitely think that even though that there's a, like, my mom's a real tough cookie. She used to punch me when I turned, you know, she stopped whooping me. She started punching me.
She's doing that Marine thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
We do an exercise where we teach each other to take a punch, but you're not allowed to touch me.
Right.
Bam! but
there's certain things that she just never gave me that I had to actually pick up on the streets or from other guys. So the thing is, I had a buddy of mine. He has a 13-year-old now. And this is like, it's getting real sticky, especially he's up north. He's in Chicago. So, you know, you have to deal with gangs. It's a lot of, you know, it's a little bit more sticky. So he's a 13-year-old boy. He had his cousin was with him, which is 14. So they walk into the store and they get approached by five other guys. So I don't know exactly how it went down, but I don't know if he kind of like said something smart or whatever, but long story short, the guys jumped on both of them and beat them up. Didn't hurt them too bad, maybe a busted nose or whatever. But long story short, when I was in the car with my buddy, he got the phone call from his wife. I heard her just going off in the background. I heard him asking key questions. What's going on? Is he all right? How many? How old? After he asked those key questions, he realized that his son was fine. His son would be fine. And he kind of said, okay, well, whatever. I'll be home in a minute. His wife just went off on. I heard this all in the phone on the other side of the car. His wife was concerned that he wasn't that concerned to kind of rush to the house and pick him up and tend to him and all that. Mm-hmm. His whole thing was he's going to have to take his lumps and deal with it. And I'm like, you know, that's really what it is. Now, of course, when it comes to gangs and all that other stuff, you want to be careful about it and all that.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But you definitely want your son to know that daddy won't be around, mommy won't be around all the time. How are you going to handle adversity?
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.